An exhibition at the Manham Dock Museum of River History this month showcases the stories of 19 unique women along the Murray River from the mid-1800s to present day. Curator Deb Alexander joins me now for a chat about it. Hi there, Deb. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you, Jenny?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, this is more than an exhibition. It's a pretty big project. Tell us about it.
Look, it has been a wonderful project. It's been a nationally acclaimed exhibition. A few years ago, it was the idea and brainchild of one of our volunteers at the Manham Dock Museum, and then the museum committee of volunteers and staff all got involved, and it turned into quite a grand exhibition that travelled across the whole of the Murray-Darling Basin. It's an amazing journey, this one, for the Manham Dock Museum. It started off as a very localised exhibition, and then we decided that we'd look at some funding, and then we expanded it because we found out the Lights of Margaret Court had been born on the river at Albury. Pauline Millick and Marianne Edwards, who was a river entrepreneur in Murray Bridge. You may not know, but Murray Bridge was called Edwards Crossing originally, and she had a little cafe where the drovers used to take their cattle across the river and stop into her little cafe to have dinner or get meals or refreshments. So it's the stories I could talk for quite some time, and it feels like these ladies are my 19 best friends because I know them very, very well. Been on holiday with them a lot in different locations.
So tell us about the first female riverboat captain.
Pearl Wallace. She was an amazing, amazing lady, and she grew up on a paddle steamer. She decided that she wanted to be a riverboat captain. So Pearl was one of the first ladies on the inland water system to get her master's license in Australia. So she could actually drive a tanker or be a captain of a major vessel and travel in Sydney Harbour. So she was truly an amazing lady and very, very well known in the river world. And she actually captained the Marion at one stage in Manham after its recommissioning 30 years ago. But she actually didn't like being a captain. She actually was trained also to be an engineer because a lot of those boats of that era had steam and boilers and were driven by steam as the Marion is today. So it's got its original engineering and original engine and steam and boiler. And that's what gives it that beautiful romantic feel of steam. She liked to be that engineer down the bottom, stoking the boiler and making sure the pressure gauges were right and had the training to do that. She was quite the remarkable woman.
With me at the moment is Deb Alexander. She's curator of the Women of the River exhibition at the Manham Dock Museum of River History. Deb, tell us about a midwife who looked after over 200 children and had quite a few of her own.
Pauline Millick from the Loxton area. She was an amazing lady. She trained under a doctor. She learned how to fix different ailments and even set legs with calibers. And she was into apothecary potions and natural remedies and became quite the local person to go to for all of these ailments. In her time, she would have been probably like a qualified doctor. In the exhibition, we have a wonderful story about her, but also her apothecary medicines and potions in a beautifully crafted box and an example of the calibers she used to help straighten people's legs or little set breaks are on display as well. So it's quite amazing to see.
What other artefacts do you have on display at the Manham Dock Museum?
During the time of the exhibition, we were extremely fortunate to connect with so many families associated to the 19 women the group chose to be in this exhibition. We have beautiful trophies and even the tennis uniform that Margaret Court wore in some of her matches. And of course, Margaret Court is, you know, one of the best female tennis players in the world. She was born on the banks of Albury. So we were very fortunate that her sister gave us one of her original trophies that's got a beautiful Murray cod fish embedded in the glass trophy. She loved to fish, Margaret, and we actually had one of her fishing rods with the old round reels on them on display as well. So the many artefacts that we've got really depict their lifetime as to their achievements. A great story attached to Margaret, if I can digress for a moment. When she used to practice tennis in the streets in Albury, she used to play with her left hand. The boys and friends and things, they said, you know, if you want to play tennis, you know, you can't play with your left hand. You'll have to be a right-hander. So she swapped and started playing tennis with her right hand.
Like Jimi Hendrix with the guitar.
So she was amazing. And these little snippet stories was what came out. And then, of course, the families donated these wonderful artefacts with Elaine Mitchell, who was the writer of the Silver Brumby and came from Toowong, which is in Snowy River Mountain country. And we've got a lot of her books on display. And when the exhibition actually went to Corryong, which is near Toowong, and that's where the Murray, very much near where the Murray River starts. And we had her typewriter on display. So when the exhibition went to different locations, 14 different locations across the Murray-Darling Basin and also other locations, the family would give us additional artefacts to put on display. So it's quite the wonderful journey for people to go and have a look at.
Oh, brilliant. So all throughout History Month through May at the Manum Dock Museum of River History, right?
Yes, it is. And it will extend through to the Sala Festival because the Manum Dock Museum usually hosts Sala each year. I must say that the volunteers and the staff do a great job there, and it's actually known in national circles as one of the best regional maritime museums in Australia. So it's well worth having a look, not only just for this exhibition, but for everything else that's on show there as well.
Oh, sounds brilliant. Well, thank you so much, and a wonderful legacy for you to leave as well as you leave your Manum roles. Thanks so much for your time today, Deb Alexander.
Thank you, Jenny.